Today's daf is daf Mem Vav, and we're holding on the Mishnah, the Halakha Mishnah, on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and let's do it. Remember, we had this, actually, we brought this up earlier, so we know already what this Mishnah is about. Somebody gives Kiddushin, and with each date that he gives to the woman, he says separately, you should be Mukadesha to me with this date. You should be Mukadesha to me with this date. And he keeps saying, now, because he said you should be Mukadesha to me each time separately, as we saw earlier, we had the Din Lagabi Shvua, where somebody's making a Shvua Tapikadon. As we saw earlier, that's considered to be each one completely separate. You'd be Chayav a separate Shvua, and over here each one is a separate Kedushin. Therefore, they cannot anyway add up together. That would be crazy. How can they be added up if he's making it clear that each one is different? So then only if, only if one of those dates is worth a Shavar Pruta, is there a good Kedushin? Otherwise, forget it. How about if he says, bezo'u, bezo'u, bezo'u? If, however, he doesn't separate each date with a separate statement in which this is Kiddush, he says, you should be Mekadesh to me with this, and with this, and with this, he keeps adding them. So over there, they are Mitzuraf, and Im Yei Shavar Pruta Bekulam, if you could put together all of them, and they're then worth a Shavar Pruta, she would still be Mekadeshet, the Imlah Veinam Mekadeshet. But if not, then there's no Kiddush, obviously, because you need to have a Shavar Pruta. Now, suppose as he gives it to her, she pops the dates into her mouth and chews them up. So then, im haita, if she was busily ochelet rishona rishona, she was eating them one by one as he gave it to her, ena mekudeshet ad sheibachat miyam shavar pruta, she would not be mekudeshet then, even if he, we'll see it means, even if he's saying this and this and this, and he wants them to be mitzuraf. Yeah. So then, it would be mitzuraf, only if they're there, but if she's eating them, this is what it's going to end up meaning. If she's eating them, then they're not mitzaref. Then only if one of them is worth a shavar pruta is good, not no good. Okay, so first, this part we already know. Man Tana, who is the author of the Mishnah that would have held that he tkachi, tkachi. The only way that you separate things into separate accounts is by saying the entire word itkachi li, but if you said bezo, 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 then it would all be Mitzuraf, Omar Rabba, that's Rabbi Shimon. Back in the din of Shvuat HaPikadon, where Rabbi Shimon said nothing would be Mechayev you a separate Shvuah for each one of the people demanding the money that you owe them, unless you say the word Shvuah separately to each one. But if you say, I swear I don't know you, or you, or you, all of that is considered to be one big Shvuah. See here too, same thing is true. If you say, B'mukadesh should be with this, and this, and this, it's all one Kedusha. Okay, then you said, now here's another horrible printing job in which the printer puts the wrong piece of the Mishnah as the introduction to the next piece of the Gemara. What it actually should say here, in the quote from the Mishnah, is, Haita ochelet rishana v'rishana, ena mekudash. But if she's eating them one by one, then it's not mekudash. Aye. What is that piece of the Mishnah referring to? I mean, is it referring back to the first case where he said, itkachili bezo, itkachili bezo, and then she pops it into her mouth? I mean, that's ridiculous. Because, I mean, and even if she wouldn't pop it into her mouth, my Irei Ochelet, why does the Mishnah say if she was eating them one by one, it's only Mekudeshet, if one of them was worth a Shavar Pruta? Afilu Menachat Nami? Then even if she hadn't popped them into her mouth and separated that with the eating, it still would have been. Why is this not registering? Hello? Hello? Testing. Very low testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, it used to be light much higher, no? The battery is low. No? Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, let's hope it's coming out. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We may end up thinking that, actually. So he said even if it was lying there and she didn't eat it, he said he'd got Shili Bezoka, Amar. Ella's got to be talking about the Seifa, which is the way we explained it, right? Then we got another problem. Because then you're telling me if any of those dates was worth a Shavar Pruta, so then it's okay. But that's not true. Let's say the first date was worth a Shavar Pruta. And he said, "Itkachili bezu bezu bezu," which means he had not yet finished the act of Kiddushin. By the time he finishes the act of Kiddushin, she already ate up the dates. So they weren't here. So basically what he's being Mekadosh her with the money that she owes him for all of these dates in the event that he doesn't, or she doesn't accept the Kiddushin. But then you're being Mekadosh with a loan, and being Mekadosh with a loan is not considered to be a Kiddushin. So now it doesn't work on that piece of the Mishnah either. Because remember, a loan is not considered to be giving her something, just being Merkel alone. There has to be an act of giving. Or if the act of the giving wasn't the Kiddushin, because she ate it up before he completed the Kiddushin. Vamilvehi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, what a disaster. Here Rebbe thought that he was creating a Mishnah that would all be set up like a Shulchan Aruch Muchan L'Achila. So here we have the Shulchan, and here we have the Basar, and here we have the Sakum, but we don't know what the heck it's talking about, and we can't eat it anyway, despite the fact that somebody's done all of this preparatory work. Rav Shmuel, Amri Tarvayun, that actually is going back on the Reisha, believe it or not. Le'olam HaReisha, he'll say, Reisha? It's crazy. Reisha, what are you telling me? If she ate it, I mean, even if she wouldn't have eaten it, what are you adding by saying if she ate it? No. Lo mi boi ka'amar. You see, selling us a bigger chiddush. In other words, the first part of the Mishnah said simply where it was sitting there in front of her, but each one was a separate kiddush, none of which had been worth a shavar pruta, right? So now the Mishnah is adding, it's saying, look, not only Lomi boy manachat, and it's the opposite way, it's counterintuitive. Not only where it was lying there, we're over there, if there's a shavar pruta, then in, but ilo lo. But you might have thought that if she's eating it, avalo chelet. If she's eating it, however, holo mikarva hanayata ima gamro mekanyan afsha. You might think that eating is such an immediate pleasure, and she's obviously really enjoying this date, because she's popping the date into her mouth, right? So over there I might say, you know, maybe she's like being machshavit, that to her it's worth a shavar pruta, so gishmak, she's not even thinking of its value. She's just having a good time. So you might think that having a good time is the equivalent of a shavar pruta. Therefore comes, no, it has to technically be worth a shavar pruta, despite the fact that she is obviously enjoying herself, and is just having a ball. That doesn't make a difference. It doesn't help for her to be having a ball. She has to be able to technically have the value of the Kiddush. Okay. Weak Kiddush. And the Tosis brings, the Tosis Yishanim, that indeed that's a rather weak Kiddush, because, I mean, all along we've established the idea of a Shavar Pruta. It's not up to the woman to say, this is worth a Shavar Pruta to me. However, for Tzrichasa, says the Tosis Yishanim, it's okay to use a very weak thing, because the Mishnah sometimes just comes to clarify. All right? The truth is, we did have the concept of Achshavei. Remember before, with the idea of a Kohen was going to be Makabel handkerchief as being worth Chamisha Sla'im, because to me it's worth Chamisha. So sometimes when a person really enjoys themselves, you know, you might get the idea that this is the equivalent of a shavar pruta to them. It makes big impact to see someone enjoying themselves. I always hated Mozart, I must tell you, until I couldn't stand Mozart. Cheap songs, man. I never looked at it as real serious music. I once attended a concert where there was this Russian pianist, a woman, who was so obviously enjoying the Mozart. She was, I mean, literally was going into orgasms with the piano. I said, oh my God, if somebody could enjoy it that much, it must be worth a shavar pruta. I started taking it much more seriously. So, okay, so I would have that kind of havamina. So, kamash malan that we shouldn't think that. Rabami says, now, look, the way to read it is correctly on the sefer, the way you thought. And what we'll have to say is that the Mishnah was saying loosely the word of if one of them was worth a shavar pruta. It doesn't mean one of them, it means the one. What's the one? The last one. So my ache ba'achapim shavar pruta, it means that the last one should have a shavar pruta, because if it wasn't the last one that was worth a shavar pruta, so then it would be only mekadosh b'milva. Ah, so I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, so what's the chiddush in that? Then so you're not really adding anything, right? No, because the truth is, Omar Rava, there is something to be learned from what Ravami, the way Ravami is explaining the Mishnah. Basically, we would learn, if this is the meaning of the Mishnah, three things. First of all, Shmamin Amir Ravami's approach, Tlat. There are three chiddushim here. First of all, the Mishnah would be saying, Befeir Shamakadish B'milva Inam Kudesha. That's what it would be saying, that only if the one was worth a Shavar Pruta. But then we have a bigger chiddush, which is Hamakadish B'milva Upruta Data Apruta. Let's say somebody says to a woman, you know that $1 million that you owe me? Forget about it. You can keep the $1 million. And you know what? Here's a date. Now be Mekudesha to me. You'd say, I mean, obviously she's more machshav of the $1 million, but the $1 million wasn't a kosher kedushin. And the fact that the date out of Shavar Pruta won't help because her mind wasn't on the date, her mind was on the $1 million. Kamash Belen, that's not true. That's what we see over here. Because over here, all of the first dates that she ate, they're all milvas and they're not kosher for the kedushin. But because there was that one last date that was worth the Shavar Pruta, we say, she's not thinking about the others. She understands that that's over and done. So that's a Kaddish B'milva and the Pruta. The Das is on the Pruta, and therefore it's a good Kiddush. That's a Kiddush. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. If the one is a Shavar Pruta, it's kosher. Okay, that's the second Kiddush. The third Kiddush is Shema Amina, that Ma'ot Ba'alma Chozrim. All of you who have been in the unfortunate position of having given a nice ring to a girl who then decides she doesn't want to get engaged after all. But that was a nice ring. So I'll keep the diamond. This teaches you that no, it's obvious that she owes the dates. Because, I mean, that's the whole point of the Mishnah. The first ones that she was eating, she owes. If it doesn't go through, then it's still considered to be a milv. Like this we'll say, it's not a milva, it was a matana, it was given to you as a gift. So then what bechlal are we talking about? Mekadesh b'milva. The song was a gift. You see from here, that until the kedushin is actually done, that the das is not to give it as a gift. So from here you see that ma'od ba'alma chozrim. Now this din of ma'od ba'alma chozrim is not an absolute rule, as the Gemara now continues to show us. There are cases where it's clear that the intent was not to get the money back. For instance, suppose somebody gives $1,000 to his sister, and he says, Areyat Mekudesh Adli, to his sister. Well, what is that supposed to mean? So, Itmar, HaMekadesh Achoto. So in that case, Rav says, well, clearly the money over there, that money would be meant to go back too, because, I mean, he couldn't have meant it for Kiddushin. Shmuel says, no, he means it's a gift. That's the whole point. The Ma'ot is a matana, and in that case, it wouldn't be Chozrim. So Rav Amar Ma'ot Chozrim, because what we have to assume is this. Adam Yodea Shein Kiddushin Tovsim Bachoto. No, nobody thinks that he can really marry his sister. So then that means that what he's giving it to her for is Gomar V'natan L'shum Picadon. He wants her to just keep this money for him and to take care of it. So, and that's pretty weird. So, Valeimala Lashon Picadon, why doesn't he just tell her? You know, would you mind keeping this money for me? No, because if he turns it into a business thing straight out, she'll say, get out of here, you take care of your own money. So, Shavar Lo Mikabla. So, like this, if he puts it like this, you know, it's sort of a brother sister kind of thing, there's a little bit of humor involved, you know. So, she'll accept it that way. But he certainly doesn't intend to give it to her. He wants her to handle the money for him. Where Shmuel Savar, no, it's much more reasonable to say Ma'ot Matana. Adam Yodea Shein Kedushin Tovsim Ba'achoto. V'gamar V'natan L'shum Matana. He wants to give her a gift. So, I mean, why doesn't he say here's a gift? Name Lo L'shum Matana. Because he figures his sister doesn't want to be dependent on him, right? So she'll be embarrassed if he's giving her money. So Savar Kesif Ala Milta. So he turns it into a little brother-sister joke, you know? And that way he covers over her embarrassment of taking the money. And it was just simply that type of interchange, which is very common. So he wants to cover the embarrassment that she must feel at accepting money from him. So he says, be my wife, and gives her the money. So that means that in that case, the ma'ot bi'alma would not be chozrot, because chozrim, because this is a special case. Masav Ravina. So Ravina now asks from the following situation. Somebody is mafish chalato kemach. Now this guy, instead of taking off challah from the dough that he makes, he takes challah from the flour before he even makes dough, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the whole idea of challah is that you take challah from dough. I mean, how can you take challah from kemach? He knows that that's ridiculous. So what's the halacha? Eino challah. Obviously it's not challah. And not only that, it's gezel b'yadkav. The Kohen doesn't give that back to him straight away. So he's a goslin. Everybody understands that this is not kosher challah. Now, I want to know, says Ravina, if you're claiming that when a person does something insane, he really wants to give it as a gift. So why wouldn't we say, I mean, if Shmuel's saying the guy wants to give his sister a gift, and he's just saying something stupid to cover the gift, right? So why not say the same thing over here? If I'm a gezel b'yad kohen, why should we say that the kohen has to give it back, and he's a robber if he doesn't? Neima adam yodea shemar fishin chala kemach. Everybody knows he can't do that. And therefore, what he's really doing is, he's giving a gift to the kohen, the gambar v'natan l'shem matana. He means needs this to be something that he wants the Kohen to have. He knows the Kohen is short on food, and so he gave him a gift, basically. No, says the Gemara, the truth is we would have said that. That's what Shmuel would have said. But we can't allow that to happen. Why? Because shine hatam benafik churba mina. Something terrible will happen if we allow that Kohen to keep it. Why? Suppose the Kohen has a little bit less than the shear that would be machai of him on making a dough. Let's say he has less than pachot mechamesh revaim kemah. Okay. Now he adds this little bit of a gift of kemah, and he now has a shear that means he really has, remember, Kohen himself has to also take off challah, otherwise it's tevel. You can't say, since I'm a Kohen, I'll keep it, I won't bother taking off truma, I won't bother taking off challah. So now he goes ahead, by Alish Levadi Adar. He now makes the whole, he kneads the whole dough together, including this, and he says to himself, well, I don't have to take off challah, because the kemach that guy gave me doesn't really need challah taken from it, because it was a gift to me anyway. So it itself is like potter from challah. So kosova nitakna isato, so he'll think his dough is okay without taking off challah. Va'ati lamichla betivla, he's going to end up eating tevel. In order to save the coin from eating tevel, we say you're a gazan, you have to give it back. That way he'll know that there's no way that he's not chayev on that. But wait a second. You just said a moment ago, Ha'amrit Adam Yodea Shem Afrishin Chala Kemach. You said a Kohen knows that you can't, that the guy knows you can't take the, so how all of a sudden is he coming up with this svara? Well, I wouldn't have to take off Chala from this because after all the guy gave it to me and so on. I thought you said he knows that that's a joke. He knows that it's a joke, yes, but he doesn't know why it's a joke. Yodea Ve'inu Yodea. He knows that nobody ever does that. But he's got this svara, which is a wrong svara about why. He's yodea she'ein mafrish challah kemach, yes. But he does not understand the rationale for that. Ve'ein yodea. He thinks the reason is, the svara tamayumai, why is it that people cannot take off challah from kemach? Mishum tircha de kohen. Same reason they're not allowed to give a bechor before 30 days. It's too much tircha for the kohen to raise a young animal, right? So he figures the truth is, you're really chayev challah right off the bat. But the Chachamim were koveya, you can't give challah because it's not fair to make the Kohen work. You have to give the Kohen something that's going to be already made. Okay, so this is the way he interprets Allah. So now he figures, okay, but if I accepted it from the guy, so I'm Michael. So he figures, tircha de Kohen achilte, I was Michaelit. Since it was Michaelit, so now I don't have to bother taking off truma, meaning challah, from it. So in order to make sure he doesn't make that mistake, we tell him, Mr. Kohen, that you're straight out stealing. You have to give that back. Says the Gemara, well, that's not true. We have cases exactly like this where we do not make such a gezeirah. Why is this kemach any different than truma, okay? To have truma, let it be like the case of truma, and the case of truma is that we don't say that the Kohen has to give it back. What we say is, we'll see in a moment what the case is, but we say in a similar case, look, Kohen, you can keep that truma, but you're not allowed to eat it unless you take off truma and mitzvah from somewhere else. Because it isn't really truma. It's like a gift to you, but it isn't really truma. Why can't we say the same thing over here? It's really not a challah, but you can keep it because the guy meant to give it to you as a gift. And we see that we're not afraid that the Kohen won't listen. The Kohen will understand that that's the case. So why can't we do exactly the same thing as we do by truma? What's the case over there? The case is like this. Milotran, does it not say beferish in the Mishnah? If somebody takes off truma from something that was being grown in a pot, and this pot has a hole in the bottom, which means that it has a din of being chal midioraita, because since it has a large enough hole in the bottom, it's as if it's growing directly from the ground, that it's connected to the ground. But if you have something growing in a pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom, it doesn't have a large enough hole in the bottom for rooting, then the din is that it's really not being grown on the ground. Midiorite, that's not chayev in trumot ha-masrot. The Rabbanan said you have to take off trumot ha-masrot even from a pot that's not nakuv. Now this guy takes off mina nakuv al sheino nakuv. So that means that the stuff that he takes off was really chayev in truma, and he's trying to make it truma on something else, which means that it's not truma itself, and it remains tevel. Now he gives it to the Kohen. Now this is exactly the case that we have over here. He's taking off Kemach as Challah, which means it's not Challah, which means it remains Tevel, so if the Kohen would now use it, he would be eating Tevel. It's exactly the same case. What do we say the din is over there? It's Truma, meaning the Kohen gets to keep it. Volo Teachel, but it's prohibited to eat it. Agiotzi alea Truma Maaser Mimokom Acher. Unless the Kohen takes off Trumot and Maasrot on it. Not from the Enonok, but from somewhere that's Chayav, or from it itself. No. So you see that we trust the Kohen to do the right thing. Why can't we say the same thing about Challah? Look, you can keep it because it was meant to give you as a gift, but you're going to have to take off Challah from somewhere else. Says Gemara, because, I'll tell you why, because betray mani tzoyit, but bechad mona lo tzoyit. The Kohen will listen to that because it makes sense. The reason it makes sense is because he understands that there's a difference between a flower pot with a hole and a flower pot without a hole. That he understands. He does not understand how it could be that he can keep the kemach that's been given from the same container, but somehow or other, even though he can keep it, he has to take it off. What's the logic in that? He figures the whole logic was the tircha business. No, this is ridiculous. So what do I have to take it off? Ah, the rabbis, they probably figure, yeah, lo plug, you know, ah, okay, but we understand the reality. So therefore, he will not, lo tzayit, he will not listen to you. And he won't take it. He'll figure he is allowed to eat it without taking off challah. Oh, you know what? V'baitem, another approach is much better. But how about if we say this? Remember that the din of giving truma and challah to a kohen is always we give it to a kohen who's not an am ha'aretz, because we want to be careful that there shouldn't be problems of truma and so on, right? So the kohen will understand. The one who won't understand is the baal habayit. That's the point. Let's start from the beginning. Li'olam kohen mitzat tzayit. If it was only a question of the kohen's being nikshal, we would not have to tell him give it back. We could tell him just take off challah from somewhere else. The problem over here is that the baal habayit, kasava baal habayit nitakna yisato. If the baal habayit sees that the kohen gets to keep it, he will assume that he doesn't have to take off challah after he makes the yisa, mixes it with water, and he is going to end up being nikshal in eating his challah without taking off challah. Wait a minute. I thought you said a person knows that he can't take off challah from kemach. Now you're telling me he's going to think it is challah. Make up your mind. No. I already explained to you. He knows, but he doesn't know why. So yodea v'enu yodea. In other words, yodea she'en mafishit challah kemach. But he doesn't know the reason. Any odea, he thinks the reason is sovatov amai. Why? What's the reason? Mishum tircha de kohen. But since the kohen in this case accepted it and kept it, so he figures the kohen was mavater. So therefore, tircha to a kibale. He accepted it, so what do I have to worry about it? Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. We also have the same case of truma vis-a-vis a baal habayit. And the baal habayit, we should, according to this, have the same chashash. He's going to think it's truma. So how could we allow the kohen to keep the original truma and assume that the baal habayit is going to take off another truma? You're telling me that the baal habayit is going to assume that he doesn't have to take off truma. Let's just tell the guy, look, you're going to have to take off challah. Because we do that with truma. V'tahavi truma v'yachzor v'yitrom. Don't we know that it says in the Mishnah, milo tznan, this is the opposite case. If he takes from a pot that does not have a hole in it, right? Mishaino naku. So then it's only chayev min rabbanan. He takes off from that the rabbanan, assuming that it would be truma on something that was chayev midiraita, because he takes it off on things that grew in a pot that had a hole in it, which basically is growing in the ground. So the din over there is, it is truma, but obviously it isn't really truma. He has to be yachzor v'yitrom. He has to take off the truma again, otherwise he's going to be nikshal. So, didn't I answer that to you before? I told you that there's a difference. Did I explain to you before? It's a difference. If it makes sense, the guy will listen. So here it makes sense because he sees it's two different flower pots. But in that case, in the kemach, it doesn't make sense to him, so he won't listen to you. He won't listen? And what about this Mishnah? That's not. Hatorim kishut v'nim tzamara. Somebody takes off a cucumber or a squash, and he takes it off his truma, and it turns out that it's bitter and barely edible. Now, the halakas for truma, you're supposed to take off the high quality, not the low quality. You have to take off min ha'yofa, not min ha'ra'ah ala yofa. Or he takes off a melon, avatiach, and then we open up the melon, and the whole thing is soft and mushy and disgusting. V'nim tzasarua, right? So what's the din? Truma. The first part is truma, and the kohen keeps it. He feed it to his animal, whatever he wants with it. But, yachzor v'yitro, he's going to have to take off truma again because he did it wrong. So how about over there? And over there, it's not two different pots. Over there, it's all from the same place. Nobody says what he must do, but he has to take off another one now. Okay, but if it turns out, that doesn't matter if it's a little bit, but here it's the whole truma. The whole truma was no good. It was rotten. Yes, yes, absolutely. Because it's a mitzvah, menach, chelbo, it says. Kitorimu chelbo mimenu. Oh, that's the thing. He has to go back and take off truma. So why do we trust him that he's going to go back? Because, says the Gemara, because anyway it's kosher truma. It's only a chumra derabbana. So therefore, so what's the worst that's going to happen? The guy will say, I'm not going to listen. Okay, so don't listen. Exactly. So you're not going to listen? Okay, so don't listen. I mean, anyway, the truma was kosher truma. Why? Shiny hatam to be right, the truma ma'aye. It's perfectly good truma. How do I know it's perfectly good truma? Rabbi Eloy brings a beautiful raya from the pasuk. Yom Rabbi Eloy, minayin l'torei min ha'ra'al ha'yafa, she'trumato truma. How do I know that if a guy takes off truma from lousy produce on high quality produce, then nonetheless it is truma? She'ne'amar, because the Torah says, v'lo tisu alav chet, you will not be doing anything sinful as long as you're certain baharim chemet chelbo. As long as you take off la creme. So in other words, as long as you take off la creme, there's no problem of truma, because you're taking off something nice. But if you don't take off la creme, so then you might get into trouble. How can I get into trouble? It's not truma anyway. So you're saying, if I do something that anyway wasn't truma, I'm going to have to take off another truma, I'll get into trouble. What am I getting into trouble? So if you're telling me, says Rabbi Eloy, if you're telling me, Eino Kadosh, it wasn't truma anyway, so then Nisiyut Chet Lama, well, what is the guy doing wrong? So he didn't do anything wrong. Mikan, therefore, we see absolute proof from here that a Torah min ha'ra'al ha'yafa, she'truma to truma, there you go. The truma is vadai truma. Anyway, therefore, in this case, there's no takana to be made. Omar Rava says, Rava, I want to make one thing crystal clear about this whole sugya, because there's one piece that is very confusing and that nobody has said anything about. Loshanu, when do we say that if she were eating one by one, that they would not be mitzuraf? That's only if he told her, bizo, 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 he's still talking. But if he's not still talking, let's say he says, bimu kadesha to me, be'elu. And then he starts handing them, one by one. And as he hands them to her, she eats them, one by one. What's the problem? She's eating her own stuff. The only problem all along was that he never completed the Kiddushin. He hasn't finished what he's saying. He's saying, Bimu Kodesha to me, with this, and with this, and with this. Meanwhile, she's popping them into her mouth before he said what he wants her to be Bimu Kodesha with. There you've got a problem. But if he said, he finished, please, darling, have thee. Now he starts handing them to her, and she pops them into her mouth, and she's enjoying every day. She's enjoying her own dates. What's the problem? So over there, that's certainly a good Kiddushin. You don't have to have all of the stuff there at one time. She's eating her own food that was given to her in the context of Kiddushin. The whole discussion that we had earlier, where it becomes alone and this and that, that was because the Kiddushin wasn't completed, not because the giving over the money wasn't completed. Tanya Kavati to Rava, and indeed we see clearly in a Braita that Rava is correct, because it says in a Braita like this, Itkachi li ba'alon berimonu be'egot. I want you to be mekudeshet to me with a chestnut and a pomegranate and a walnut. Or he says, Itkachi li be'elu. Be mekudeshet to me with the following, with these. And then he gives it there. Im yesh b'kulam shavar pruta mekudeshet. If between the whole lot it's a shavar pruta, that's fine. If not, not. On the other hand, if he says bizo, 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 so then im yesh b'kulam shavar pruta b'kadesh v'lav ena b'kadesh. If he says bizo and the talato v'achalato, and then he says bizo, and again she takes it and she eats va'od bizo, and each time she eats it va'od bizo, so then ena b'kadesh sheiba achat b'yam shavar pruta. Now you see clearly, as we're going to talk it out in a moment, we see clearly that the Mishnah distinguishes between where he says with the following, then gives it to her, or what he says with this, and she eats, and then he says, and with this. So there it's different. Okay. Now, by the way, before we get to the proof, the Gemara is just interested in knowing, what was that deal about the chestnut? What exactly did you mean? Did you mean either, or all of these? I mean, hechidami, ilimidom ala, o ba'alon, o berimon, o be'egos. If he said either with the chestnut or the pomegranate, so then why would the Mishnah say, yesh b'kulan shavar pruta b'kodesh? I mean, I thought he said either or. So how could you put together something which were option, or is not and? Okay, so that case has got to be with what? Alon Brimono begoz all together. So then that's bezua, bezua, bezua. That's where he's separating it. No, elalav yomerla be'elu. Okay, he means with these, this, and he hands her over the alon Brimono and the ego. Okay, but anyway, if he said that, then how does that explain the difference in the seifa? Miriktani seifa. The end of the Mishnah says she'amar lahit katshili be'elu. Isn't that, I mean, that implies that the first part of the Mishnah was not talking about be'elu. So now we don't have any explanation. It can't be saying that he said or, and it can't be saying that he said and, because then like the next case is a contradiction. So I don't get it. So mechlal de resha lav be'elu askit. No, come on, man, it's not different cases. Berusha kamafars. The Mishnah just is trying to explain itself. That he's katshili ba'alon Brimono begos, meaning what? Ketzad. Kagon da amala is kachili be'elu. That's the point of it. Didn't it strike you that first we start off with a specific case mentioning fruits, and then we get into like this abstraction about the difference between klal and prat? It's obviously the abstraction. It was meant to be the explanation of what the case was with the pomegranate and then the chestnut. I mean, that's a very simple way of constructing the Mishnah, okay? So therefore, it comes along to say that is kachili be'elu. Okay, but now I want to make it clear now. Look, Katani Seifa, what's the closing case? I'm going to want to get back to the Raya, to Rava's idea. The closing case is that Bezo, and then she takes it and eats it. The Talatova Kalato. So the din over there, what she keeps giving her, she keeps eating it. So there it says, Im Yesh Bachat Miyam Shavapruta Mekudesha, Vim Lav Ena Mekudesha. But you see, in the first case, we didn't say a distinction between eating it or not eating it, right? V'ilu Rei Shaloka Mafik Ben Ochelet L'manachat. Would make no difference as long as he finished saying what he wanted to say, whether she ate it as he gave it to her, or whether she left it there. So what does that tell you? It tells you that Rav is 100% correct. Ela shma mina, like Rav said, that kol hechad amar la be'elu, as long as he completed the statement, and he says to her, with the following, ki ka'achla minafsha ka'achla shma mina. From there we see that indeed, when you eat something, you're eating your own, as long as the process of the kiddushin was completed. And that's exactly what Rav was saying all along. And this is a good rule. Can we continue? Or? Ha'omer li'ishet katshili b'chum mezuit katshili b'zo im yesh b'achat v'yem shavar putu mekudeshet v'im lav ena mekudeshet b'zo 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 im yesh shavar putu b'kulam mekudeshet v'im lav ena mekudeshet ha'ita ochelet rishona rishona ena mekudeshet ad she b'achat v'yem shavar putu man tami katshi et katshi omar rabba rebi shimoni diomar ad she omar shvua l'kol echad v'yachad b'zo 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 Im yesh b'kulam shavar pruta, haita ochelet is what it should say now. Haita ochelet. So now what's the haita ochelet going on? Im leima reisha mayari ochelet, afilo manachat nami, no, it's kachli bezukoma. Ela seifa. So what are you saying? Afilo b'kamaita, that would be a milva, and a kadosh b'milva ene b'kadeshet. Om Rabbi Yochan, look at this, it's crazy. Hare shulkan, hare basar, hare sakin, and it still doesn't help because we don't know what the heck it means. Ein lo nalechol. Ravish will the Amrit of Eliyolam Aresha will me boy come. Lo me boy manachat. We're over there, Ika Shabu Putini Lolo Abba. Ochela told him a carva anayata. Imra Gamra Makanya Nafsha. Kamash Valan that we don't say Makarvi Hanayata. Ravami says, no, Liyolam a Seifa. Umay Achi Eba Katmiam Shabu Putta, Achi Bahrona Shabu Putta. Ah, you'll say, what's the Kiddush? Omar Rav Shmamina Ravami Tlat. First of all, Shmamina Makadish Bimovena Makadisha. Shmamina Hamikadesh b'milva pruta da'ata pruta, and also Shmamina that mod ba'alma chuzrim. Itma Hamikadesh achuto Rava marmot chuzrim Shmuel marmot matana Rava marmot chuzrim because Adam yodei Hashem kedushito sebachuto v'gomar v'natan l'shum pikadon so v'leivel al l'shum pikadon shavelo mekabla mine Shmuel Rava marmot matana Adam yodei Hashem kedushito sebachuto. The Gomar v'natan l'shum matana, v'neim ala l'shum matana, it's a v'ksif ala milta. Mati Ravina v'afish kalato, keva. Eino chala v'gezo b'yad kohen, am I gezo b'yad kohen? Neim adam yodea shein mafishi chala kemach v'natan l'shem matana, sh'ani atum n'lafik chur b'minoi. Because zidzim n'di'it l'lekoen pachot m'chamesh v'ayin kemach, then he puts it together, v'hai ala shle b'adi adade, and he'll think that nitak nisato, and he won't have to take off challah, and he'll come to be eating it. What do you mean? I thought you said nobody's that stupid. No, yodea many yodea is yodea she'in mafishi challah kemah because nobody does it. But he doesn't know why. But ain't yodea because sometimes I'm mishum tirach the koin, the tirach the koin achilte. ותאהבי תשומה ולא תאכל עד שיוציא עליו חלה ממקום אחר. מי לא תנן מן הנקוב אשר נוקב תשומה ולא תאכל עד שיוציא עליו תשומה מעשר ממקום אחר. And obviously he listens to that. That's because it's betray money. So there he listens. Sois, but bechad mana, lo tsoit. Or, actually I could tell you, ibait ema leolam koin mitzit tsayit. Because sovar balabait netakna isato. Vatil amecha betivla. It's the balabait we're worried about, who is not a chover. I thought you said everybody knows. Adam yodeh shem afishi chalakema. Yes, yodeh of any yodeh. Yodeh shem afishi chalakema, but any yodeh. The sovar time amai mishum tirad akoin kibla ale. So, v'tavi truma v'yachzor v'yitrum. Milo tzadam mishen anokav ala nokav truma v'yachzor v'yitrum. Ha'okimna betray mani tzayit, v'chad mana lo tzayit. Is that so? The Lord said, "Vatzana tarim kishur v'nimtzom mora, avatiach v'nimtzit saruah, truma v'yachzor v'yitrum." Shanei atom did me right. The truma ma'ayim min Rabbi Loi. The Ob Rabbi Loi minayin the tarim min arahal ayafa. She truma to truma. She never v'loti sholav chet barimcham et chelbo. Imeno kadosh. How does he get the siot chet? Mikam the tarim min arahal ayafa. That obviously b'riavad truma to truma. Omar Rabba Loshana the Omar La Bizo 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 Avalomala Be Elu Afilo Kaladamim Kodeshit Kika Akla Binapsha Ka Akla Tanya Kabate de Rabba Hit Kachili Balon Berimono Be Egos. So, oh, Shamale Kachili Be Elu. So, there it's no problem. Yeshbukul and Shavar put him a Kodesha, Mim Lavena Mukodesha. But if he says Bizo, 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 and only in Yeshbukul and Shavar put him a Kodesha, Mim Lavena Mukodesha. Bizo, Natalatovia Kalato. Bizo Natalatov Akalato. Viod Bizo, Viod Bizo, Enim Kadesh Shebe Akat Mehem Shofar Pruta. So, hi Balon Brimon, by the way. I mean, Hechi Domi. Ilema Domala Oba Balon Brimon Begoz. Im Yesh Bekol Shofar Pruta Bekadesh. I thought he said or, not and. Oka Oma. Ela Balon Brimon Begoz. So then, if he said that, isn't that Bizo, Bizo, Bizo? Ela Lav Domala Be Elu. But then you say the Sefer Shomala is Kachu Be Elu. It's a pirushik umafarish. It kachili balombri monobegos. Kate said, "Kagon da omar loit kachili beelu." The katani seifa bezona talatov echalatov yeshbach mishaver pretu mukudeshet vimlav ena mukudeshet. And notice that the bright is very careful not to insert the question of eating in the reisha. Vilu reisha loka mafik benochelat lemanachet. Why not? Because once you say Be'elu, it really wouldn't matter. Which is exactly what Rava said. Shema mina kalecha da omala Be'elu, ki ka akla minavsha ka akla, shema mina.